We now move to one slice of the school safety debate with news out of Iowa. Two middle schools in the rural north central part of the state announced last week that they are requiring their students to take a firearm safety course this spring. Mark Fry, who's a news anchor and reporter for KLMJ and KQCR in Hampton, Iowa, covered the story.
It's a big hunting community around here, plenty of timber and things like that. I know a lot of people just are in the midst of deer hunting right now. I think a lot of kids are taking hunter safety, that it's not really a thing that people really think too much about. I took it when I was back in seventh grade, several years ago. So it's definitely something that, you know, just kind of flies under the radar and people just do it and get it done.
School-sanctioned firearm safety isn't unheard of in Iowa, but Fry says making it a mandatory part of the physical education curriculum is unusual.
Through a lot of the research that I've been looking at, I really can't find any other schools that are doing something like this. It is out of the norm, I think, just to have these, especially when you see that word mandatory. I think that's oftentimes you think health class is mandatory, English class is mandatory, not hunter safety, firearm safety being mandatory.
Parents can choose to opt their children out of the program, and Fry points out that students will be using replica guns for the class and no live ammunition, and the instructors are coming from the hunting safety course for the local conservation district.
It's not just, you know, some PE teacher that's going to be putting on this class. These are people teaching it that know what they're doing.
The superintendent of the North Butler and Clarksville school districts said these courses could also be useful in preventing gun-related tragedies at school. He told the Des Moines Register, quote, "We've done everything to make students and district employees as safe as possible at school with cameras and locks, and we'd like them to be able to deal with the situation that comes up."
The main thing, too, I believe, is just kind of preaching an overall respect for what guns are. I think a 15-year-old Clarksville boy was killed in an accidental shooting in rural Clarksville back in May. And after, the family did come out and urge people that were interested in guns to go out and take safety classes just to learn how to safely handle them.
Well, we wanted to hear from an Iowa parent who's thought about these issues. Amber Gustafson is a stay-at-home mom in Ankeny, Iowa, and she was also a candidate for Senate in Iowa's District 19. Amber, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, Amber, give us a sense of your family's relationship with guns.
So I grew up on a farm in southwest Iowa, and so guns were really everywhere. They were ubiquitous. Very much grew up around guns being used for hunting and for things on the farm. I have a son who's in ninth grade, and he's on the trap shooting team at our high school. So trap shooting, for people that aren't familiar with it, is also known as sport shooting, shooting at clay targets. And it's a school-sanctioned organization. It's not under the umbrella of the school in the same way that, like, the football team or the track team or the vocal music department would be, but it's a school-sanctioned activity. And one of the things I think is most interesting about it is when we went to the introductory meeting last spring, they told us that that this was the safest sport probably that your child could participate in. And I think that's probably true because safety is held in such a high regard through the program. Not that other sports don't care about safety, but there's no risk of concussion or ACL tear or other things like that. So, so we are gun owners. We safely store our guns in a safe and enjoy our Second Amendment rights very much.
Amber, what do you think a school's responsibility is to keep kids safe from firearms? What is their responsibility when it comes to guns?
You know, this is a really tough question that a lot of schools are wrestling with right now. In Iowa, our legislature last year passed a law that said that all schools have to have a school safety plan. Unfortunately, they didn't put any money behind it. So schools right now are really scrambling in Iowa to find funding, to determine what they're going to do in order to keep kids safe. Some schools already had a safety plan in place and some don't. And so it's really very much on the minds of Iowa families and schools right now. You know, schools have a tremendous obligation to keep their kids safe, you know, within the four walls of the school and on the school grounds. If a child's not safe, they can't learn. But it's also very important that parents partner with the school And that's one thing that if I'm allowed to have a soapbox, that's really my soapbox, is that parents need to be responsible to lock up their weapons, their guns in their homes. So many times we've had kids bring guns to school because I guess they think it's cool. They want to, you know, show off on social media or different things like that. And not just in Ankeny, but other areas of schools as well. Those guns should not be accessible to kids. Kids are curious. And I think you can teach kids how to be safe around guns, but tragedy can still happen. Like I said, I grew up on a farm in southern Iowa. Everyone that I knew was taught by their parents how to be safe around guns. Many of them had taken hunter safety courses, and yet there were still kids that, you know, there was a young boy that was distant relative of mine that was shot and killed by some kids playing with a gun. Kids who knew better, kids who had taken hunter safety training courses, but the guns weren't locked up. So schools have a responsibility, but I feel like the missing piece of the puzzle right now is the conversation that centers around what parents need to be doing, and that is locking up their guns in their home.
One of the things I'm thinking about is how this type of program, whether or not you think it should be implemented across the country in different states and different cities, or is this something that should really stay in rural communities where, you know, like you said, you grew up on a farm, there was probably more access to firearms, et cetera?
I think every school is unique. I think every school's needs are unique. I definitely don't think that this is a one-size-fits-all type of program. And so, you know, I think every school has to determine what the needs of their students are and what the, you know, the needs of the families are. And so, you know, I think that this is an option. This isn't something that's available to parents and schools if that's the route that they want to take. But again, ultimately, parents bear the responsibility for locking up guns in their home. And so that is a one-size-fits-all program.
Amber Gustafson is a stay-at-home mom in Ankeny, Iowa, and she was a candidate for Senate in Iowa's District 19. Amber, thanks again. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you.
And thanks to Mark Fry, anchor and reporter for KLMJ and KQCR, who helped us out as well on this piece. And we want to know what you think. Is it a school's responsibility to teach firearm safety? Do you think you'd want your own children to participate in such a course? Give us a call and leave us a message at 877-8-MY-TAKE or let us know on Twitter. We're at The Takeaway.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.